It's Andy and Kat. It's Magic 95.1 WAJI. Welcome to a Friday. In terms of what's trending with our news, happy hours are officially coming back to Indiana starting July 1st. For nearly 40 years, the state here in Indiana had a ban on selling drinks at reduced prices during certain hours. This is a big craze in the 80s to cut down on drunk driving, so this law has been in place since 1985. Now, under the new law, bars and restaurants will be able to host happy hours for 4 hours a day max and a total of 15 hours a week max, but never between the hours of 9 p.m. and 3 a.m. Not that that would be a great business choice, but lawmakers want to empower businesses to serve responsibly and make smart business choices.
I think a lot of people didn't even realize we didn't have a happy hour here in Indiana.
The National Sleep Foundation found that 80% of American teens aren't getting enough sleep. Teens are encouraged to get anywhere between 8 and 10 hours of shut-eye, but more than a third of teens report feeling depressed. Many psychologists, teachers, and others point to a little thing called social media as a cause, among other things. Taylor Swift's Eras Concert Tour is officially available now on Disney Plus. Are you ready for it? Welcome to the Eras Tour! It did premiere last night at 9 p.m., but it's 3 hours and some change long, so buckle up for that one. Netflix Irish Wish has Lindsay Lohan back on Netflix. And today, it's kind of a big day for Timberlake. Justin Timberlake's new album, Everything I Thought It Was, is available to download. And Trolls band together the third installment in the animated Trolls franchise with Anna Kendrick. It's available for kids to watch at home on Peacock. That's what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. Can I do a 5-listener flash poll here?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I would just like listeners to just be honest with me today. I think it's really big news that the state of Indiana is getting happy hours again. It's a law that's been in effect for nearly 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
That in the 80s, people were cracking down on drunk driving and all of those things. And, you know, and for years, we in Indiana, we couldn't buy alcohol on Sundays. We were a very conservative state. And a lot of people liked that. But we weren't at all sort of, everybody else, like, didn't understand. They'd come here and they'd be like, what, you couldn't buy booze? And we couldn't buy, we couldn't have happy hours for nearly 40 years. Well, starting July 1st, that's going to change, where you can have a happy hour up to 4 hours a day, where you can discount the price of booze for that day. And then a total of 15 hours a week. That's the max. And you can't do it between 9 p.m. and 3 a.m. Otherwise, if you choose as a business to try to lure people in by discounting booze, you can start doing it July 1st. The question this morning is, did anybody know in Indiana that you couldn't have a happy hour? Oh, I need different music. I'd like to do a 5-person flash poll.
Okay.
260-467-9500. Did you even know that Indiana was not allowed to have happy hour?
See, I don't think a lot of people knew this. Like, I didn't even really think about it. No, I was like, well, wait a minute. Applebee's, they have, like, different specials. They discount drinks, but it's all day. It's not...
That's right. It has to be all day.
Like every Tuesday or every Wednesday, a special... You could have a special drink, but not just a few hours.
Yeah. Did anybody know? If you could be honest, 260-467-9500. In fact, it's really one of the quirks of Indiana is the no happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you like Google weird Indiana or weird state laws across all 50 states.
Is that what comes up?
The one that comes up for Indiana all the time is that we can't have a happy hour. And that's going to change. Andy and Kat, good morning. Can you just be honest? Did you know? Did you know the rule prior to this?
I'll be honest, I only knew the rule because I listen to you guys and you talk about it.
All right.
I do
there
talk about it all the time. Thank you. Our local TV news stations didn't talk about it until today.
Right.
Until today, this morning, they started talking about it. It got signed last night at a bar. Andy and Kat, did you know about the Indiana Happy Hour law or no?
Yes, I have, because I've traveled around for work.
Yeah.
And a lot of people that I have met They were actually shocked to hear that we did not have a happy hour.
Mm. I know. And,
yeah.
And so many of our, and so many Hoosiers have no idea that we don't. And the only time you know about it is like if you go on, I don't know, like a beach vacation to Florida or someplace.
And they're always doing happy
they're
hours.
They're always doing happy hours. Yeah, that's exactly right. So
I was actually shocked. I went to, I think, Tennessee once, and I saw little kids sitting up at the bar.
I know.
But, oh, you mean kids are allowed in bars?
Yeah.
In Tennessee?
Well, you're doing Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's different rules on that, too. Like, you can, as long as they're not being sir, I don't know what the rules are. I mean, I'm not eight. But, and I'm not taking my kids. But thank you for the call. One more on this.
Okay.
Andy and Kat, good morning. Did you know about the Indiana happy hour law prior to today? Or were you oblivious? Or do you care? Go ahead.
I did know because I was a server for a while.
Oh, yeah.
But what time is happy hour? It seems like a thing that's on TV.
Well, right, because it's subjective to whatever the restaurant wants.
Right.
So you could start happy hour at 3 o'clock. You could start it at 5 and just do it for an hour.
Yeah.
But you tend to do it to try to get people in earlier. What happened is, I think a lot of, thank you for the call, by the way, it's whatever the restaurant wants, and it can be up to a 4-hour window. Which
and it's
is
usually during a slow time, too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's middle of the week. It's like...
Yeah, it's not on a Friday, Saturday.
You could do a happy hour at lunch, if that's what the restaurant wants, because they're paying their wait staff to be there, and then... Nobody's showing up, and they're like, well, and then their waitresses and waiters are quitting because they're not getting any tips. So sometimes people would do happy hours to lure people in. The other side of the coin of it, though, is that when you do happy hours, I gotta make sure I break this down, not to be nerdy, but I think the owner-operator of the restaurant then has to pay a higher liquor liability insurance.
More.
So, yeah, because you have to take more responsibility to not over-serve. Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. College basketball on the men's side this weekend. They will finish up their conference tournaments. And then on St. Patrick's Day night, they do the Selection Sunday of the NCAA tournament, the March Madness. And then they start that on Tuesday with those early round games. But it's this coming Thursday and Friday, so a week from today. And yesterday is when a lot of people will pretend to be working but won't be.
Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying?
So we have to turn in our brackets, I guess, by Thursday of next week. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So are you filling out a bracket here?
No.
I was going to start an office pool here.
Nobody wants to participate. And one year...
I got nobody.
You got nobody. And then one year you submitted the bracket from the wrong year because you printed it off and it was the previous,
year's
bracket.
Yeah. Thank goodness I somebody caught it before, like, you know, we got into the tournament and I was able to actually get the right bracket.
You know, maybe if it doesn't work in your office or something like this, you can do it.
Has your March Madness turned into March sadness? Workplace morale was high. Slacking off was easy. Good times. Until your bracket busted for the off days with no games. But don't worry. Get the new March Madness Office app, filled with exciting office pools to play at work, no matter what's happened with the actual tournament. Like March Katniss. Guess which one of your female coworkers has more cat pictures in her cubicle? And find out all the cats' names and add them to your bracket. Right, Mr. Whiskers? But what about March Fatness? Guess which one of your coworkers keeps stealing people's lunch from the break room?
Oh, not again!
And the always fun March Gasness. Who stunk up the unisex bathroom? You know you want to blame one of the guys, but one of the girls in accounting did have Mexican for lunch today. The March Madness Office app. So many ways to get through the week until more basketball action hits. And we can all get back to doing what we do best. Not working.
Yes. So, yes, the NCAA brackets will come out Sunday. So Monday, people will be printing them off at work and getting ready. Then, but there's always this person in every office, the person who seemingly knows nothing about sports.
This is true.
Doesn't care. Picks the team because of mascot or color. And here you go.
Need help picking your college bracket this year?
I've won the office pool 9 years in a row.
Then follow Barb from HR.
I just pick the team with the best outfits.
Forget player stats, season records, or expert picks.
My grandson loves the color purple, so I always pick the purple team.
Yep. 9 years in a row.
If I can't pronounce it, I'm not picking up.
Barb cleans up.
Sorry, Gons Gorgonzola.
Barb the Bracket Master.
I'm not picking you this year.
Once your teams have been eliminated in the first round, you'll wish you'd followed her.
Gorgonzola.
Gorgonzola, that's a cheese.
Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. Kat and I were pointing out that by the end of this weekend, you will have the, on Sunday night, they pick the college basketball NCAA tournament bracket.
Mm-hmm.
So going in on Monday, you can feign interest in college athletics when it comes to sports and then fill out your bracket. In about 2 weeks of the year, America cares about college basketball and you're inching in on that. The conference tournaments will take place throughout the rest of the weekend and then they'll draw the bracket Sunday night. So
I've decided against, you know, all you telling me that I shouldn't do this, I am going to try to start an office pool.
Why do you set yourself up for disappointment? I don't think anybody cares.
I think that this year they will care. I do.
Why?
I just because.
Nobody here has any money. Like, nobody here wants to pony up $20, $40, $10.
No, it's $5. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to make it like, you don't think I'll get two people? I can get a couple of people. I'll just walk down the hallway. I know that Drew will do it, and Adam, they'll do that. Come on. Some of the salespeople will do
this. They'll ask you, how many other people do you have in the pool? And you'll say, nobody. They'll feel sorry for you, and they will give you $5. Our salespeople have money.
I know. I was going to say.
It's just not us. You understand the difference?
I know. Maybe we'll
they'll
be
participate for sure. They have enough to ante in.
It's $5. Yeah, I mean, come on.
I don't know.
Okay, if I get maybe 6 or 8 people, then will you participate?
Can't, sure.
Okay.
It's just not a hill worth dying on. I just don't know why your energies are put there.
I
think it's like this goes back to some sort of Freudian thing where you need others to like you.
No.
And long ago, I started and really rejoiced in the fact of not caring.
You carry that tradition on today.
I'm very proud. At some point in my life, I took a turn where I realized I don't need other people's love to love myself. And you...
Give you that.
I'm just saying, you know what? You're bigger than this little thing.
Okay. Well, that's probably the best compliment you've given me all morning, Andy.
It took a long way to get there. I went all the way around the bar.
Right.
But I don't know that you need to... We like you for you.
Oh, thanks, Andy.
You don't need some project...
For me to...
Yeah, don't read into that.
Oh. Okay.
Now, if somebody else on staff came up with...
Oh, my gosh!
Andy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Kat would like to do the segment here of St. Patrick's Day jokes.
Okay, I got another one for
you. No. I mean, yes.
How quickly you change your mind.
I mean.
What is an Irish baby's favorite song? An Irish baby's favorite song.
Oh, my God. I got to get in on the bit here.
Okay.
I got to work myself up for it. Oh, I don't know.
Patty cake. No? Okay. Maybe we should go to the phone lines.
If you have an Irish
St. Patrick's Day joke.
260-467-9500. I know we've set a high bar, and you may not feel like your joke is good enough.
but it is.
Trust me. Trust me. It is. Hey, St. Patrick's Day. How would one go about paying for green beer?
I don't, with dollar bills?
With a lepra coin.
Oh.
See what I'm saying?
Okay.
The bar is...
This is really low
all
today.
All you gotta do is just participate. Oh, God.
What do you tell...
Oh, no.
I got one more.
Oh, God.
What do you tell a smart leprechaun? Your clover. Get it, your clever, your clover.
This segment is not even a minute old. And I'm pretty sure...
we have no listeners left.
Who was Cinderella's date on St. Patrick's Day?
Cinderella's date on St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pinch Charming.
We've got a call. No. Let's go to the phone lines.
I'm shocked we have one.
We do.
It's Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1. Good morning. Hi.
Hey, I have an Irish joke for you.
All right.
Let's do it.
Now's the time.
What's Irish and stays out all night?
We don't know.
Patio furniture.
Patio furniture. Patio furniture. Send me lucky charms. Yes, sir. Thank you. Oh. Shocker, okay. There's not more lined up.
Oh, really?
Oh, we have one. Oh, God, I can't believe we got one.
Oh, we got one good one.
So what a crazy weather. I mean, storms moving through the area yesterday.
I was really surprised. We had like a tornado watch for Allen County. It came across my phone yesterday.
We had had some yard flooding. I don't know if anybody knows this. You guys know me. I don't like to toot my own horn.
Oh, no. That's not you. That doesn't sound like you at all.
But I feel like I may have, I don't want to take full credit, saved my neighborhood from drowning.
Oh, you did?
Because I went down to the end of the road, and the drain
was clogged.
Was clogged.
With leaves and debris, I assume.
That's right.
Maybe a little bit of trash.
And so I, being my neighborhood soldier, protecting the citizens of our cul-de-sac, I went down there with my bare hands.
Oh, you did. That's kind of gross.
And I unclogged the beast.
What was in it? Was it just debris?
Mud gunk. Oh. I think would be a technical term.
I hope you wore gloves.
I did not.
You didn't?
No, I went down there. Like, what would Indiana Jones go get gloves? Would Superman? Would other superheroes that might relate to your demographic go grab gloves? I did not. I went down there with a dream, and I came back with salvation.
It took one swoop with the hand?
No, multiple. I probably should have brought a tool. Maybe a rake, some sort of hoe would have been a better way to do it.
Yeah.
The current was mighty. It was a strong undertow.
Well, and, did anybody thank you for your heroic activity?
No.
You just saved the neighborhood.
No, I don't do it for thanks, Kat. Oh. I do it because it's the right thing to do. And that's enough thanks for me. And I also said, maybe I'll share it on the radio. And there's a segment that I can check off the list.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I did. I gave the people what they wanted yesterday, and that was dry basements.
Well, I'm glad that you did not flood your neighborhood and that you were able to...
I mean, I could have easily ignored the problem and said that is somebody else's responsibility.
No, not you.
But as I turned my head, I said no. Nay to that attitude, sir. Nay.
Feel better?
I mean, it would have been nice.
Yeah, okay.
Like a nice retired lady could have said something, or I was kind of hoping somebody would see me out there. I mean, I came back drenched.
You did.
I was like, I ran back home in slow motion like Pam Anderson in
Baywatch.
Early seasons of Baywatch.
Okay. That's enough. Okay.